Aristotle's political philosophy consists largely of an examination of the different types of state and how best they can be run. His understanding of politics is profound. This led him to adopt a pragmatic attitude in direct contrast to Plato's idealistic approach. In The Republic, Plato had described how a philosopher-king should rule his utopia, which, like any utopia, was in fact little more than a tyranny. Aristotle, on the other hand, described how to run an actual state, outlining effective courses of action that often almost anticipate Machiavelli. Aristotle knew how politics worked, and knew that it had to be effective to be of any use at all. This is not to say he was devoid of ideals. On the whole, Aristotle believed that the purpose of the state was to produce and support a class of cultured gentlemen such as himself, though he understands that this is not always possible. For instance, in order to run a tyranny successfully, its ruler must behave like a tyrant. In such a police state, there would be no room for Aristotle's cultured elite, although at one point he does suggest that there is another way to run a tyranny. The tyrant can assume a religious pose and adopt a policy of moderation. Some say this moderate approach is the one Aristotle probably adopted while tutoring the tyrant Hermias. In my view, this is unlikely, yet I am not suggesting that Aristotle would have advocated his own recommended means for maintaining a full-blown tyranny, which he described in chilling detail. In Aristotle's view, if you wished to run a tyranny properly, it was necessary to run a tight ship. Liberal cultural activity must be banned, and the population kept in fear and poverty, and set to work building great public monuments, with occasional interludes of war to keep them alert and demonstrate their need to maintain a great leader. Aristotle's analysis remains relevant, from Plato's philosopher-king to Saddam Hussein. Aristotle evolved his political philosophy during his later years. At the time he was tutoring Hermias, he probably adhered to the ideas expressed in Plato's Republic. If so, he may well have tactfully modified Plato's doctrine of the philosopher-king. It was not necessary for a eunuch tyrant to become a philosopher. Instead, he should just be sure to follow the advice of one. Aristotle was now approaching middle age. Despite his dandyism, he was considered very much the dry-as-dust professorial type. Then, to the surprise of all who knew him, Aristotle fell in love. The object of his affections was a young girl called Pythias, who is known to have been part of Hermias's household. Some say she was Hermias's sister, others that she was his adopted daughter.